Okay, today's learning truly nichols b'chaim luzer shai yemaisha neil rivka bas moshe israel zera menachem or moshe beisklus for shalom b'chaim moshe yemamalkim and brach b'sar malkim atchitzim fekel dino neschlus for all of those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So continuing on over here in Simon Reishon and Gimel Sif Beis, we're in the middle of the Ramah. For those looking inside, it's on page 44 in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah. We are on the first line of the Ramah. The first line, Avol. So till now we said that if you left something on a blech before Shabbos, and now you took it off, as long as you meet the various requirements of that we've said till now, you're able to return it. The Ramah added one thing, as we were finishing up yesterday, that it also has to be in the special called Sarachim. It has to be cooked. We said doesn't mean mitzdamik v'raloi. It can still be benefiting from the cooking, the continued cooking, but it has to at least be something that's completely cooked. We said that's something that you would normally serve to people. There's various different opinions as to exactly what is the special called tzarche. It obviously depends on the kind of food, but basically something that you would be noted to eat. Says the Ramah, I will imloin the special called tzarche. If it's not, so it's only partially cooked, asa filoloi sekira. So the Ramah said that I'm allowed to, if I take something off one blech, I can even put it onto a different blech. However, if it's not the special called tzarche and I take it off, I can't even put it back on onto this original one. Okay. Now the Ramah continues. The Yeshayimer. There are those who say the chol zeh ena asar rak shenotli min akirim ba'od yoyim v'leichsira atch shechet shecha. Now here we're going to see a much more cooler dikashita. There are those who say that this that you require all these things that we said oyd biyadoy daita lahachser, it's still reisachas. All these reasons that we just said is if I took it off right before Shabbos and now I want to put it back on when it's on Shabbos, so my chazara is not after a shiya that went up on Shabbos, but it's a chazara that I took it off before Shabbos, and now I put it back on. That if I took it off, one that it was on, when Shabbos came in, it was on the blech, and now I took it off, that even if I put it on, put it down regular, no date lachzer, no aydabiyadai, I put it down in a regular place, I'm allowed to put it back on even without any of those conditions. V'chein nahagin lahakol b'tanurim shelanu sheyesh lam din kira. With soymach on, we are noyik to be mekel. V'soymach natzmain al divrei makilun, and people are soymach on the makilun. V'toyv lahachmer, but the Ramah says it's better to be machmer. So now this gives us a lot of leeway. So the Ramah says that all these conditions only apply to a case where I sent it over to people. I put it on before Shabbos. But if I didn't put it on before Shabbos, and I'm wanting to return it on Shabbos. But in the case where I had it on when Shabbos came in, then I don't need all these other things. And he says we're noyik to be mekel. However, it's toiv lahachmer. So obviously, we'll see more in the Mishnah Berurah. Obviously, toiv lahachmer means that it's better if we meet all those conditions. However, it does give us a big leeway if we have a situation that you weren't machmer. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. But yes, Shaymer the Cholzeh. Perish. Ha de bein on daf goy de biyadai. Gam daita lachzer. This that we need the biyadai, that we need to have a das that I was returning it. All those things are not necessary in a case where it was on when Shabbos came in. Avol gar v'katam l'kul amabinan. So the Mishnah Berurah warns us, don't think that you can now go put it onto an open fire. Gar v'katam, meaning that you have the blech on in modern day times. Everyone agrees that you need to have in order to do chazara onto it. That part, nobody is arguing. Now, according to the Shita, when do you need these requirements? I took it off the stove in the middle of the day. The cave in Shloi Hoya Netila B'Shabbos, since I did not take it off on Shabbos, Nira chazar asai kabula chadasha. So now returning it would seem like a new action. It's like you put it back, putting it on right now. You need that it should at least have been remaining in your hands when Shabbos came in. It should be obvious that this is only returning. So right before Shabbos, you took it off, you put your blech on, and then Shabbos comes in, you're still holding it in your hand, then you can still put it back on. But if it was already on the blech before Shabbos, then you allowed to do it even without these other requirements. Agabe karkav, I feel like how you died to lachzer. Even according to the sheet, even if you didn't have in mind to return it. Since everybody knows that this was already on the fire beforehand in Shabbos, when I say fire, I mean on the blech, it was already on there before Shabbos, and therefore you don't have to be concerned about it, and you can return it even on Shabbos, even without, I'm sorry, not certainly on Shabbos, even without all these extra conditions. That you took from the chalant, then they put it back in. And it shouldn't cool off. However, it's better. This, like we said, this is the Ran Shita. Many of the, of course, the Ran is a Yeshami list. However, many of the Paiskim disagree with the Ran. This is only on the top, not in it. The Gamma Magan of Ram, Basif Kotlam Lamahed, Mitzadit Kabes Yosef, Ayin Sham. Umi Adifa Tano Chalonu Mikira, Mikal Makam Nirish Yaschus Salaminik, Lamaisa, it's not totally crazy to be Simach on the Ran. Kikvan Aspire Bepaskim, because it's already been explained in the Paskim, She Ain Lesa Chazara, Elim Ken Yeshchoim, Shekadera Yi Nasser, Sachas Menachoim, Bezay, Motzikol Kach. He says it won't even get so hot. Now, this is the reason why it's not so pasha today, because when you're putting it back on the blech, it will get that hot. Okay, now, let's go back to Rima. Miu, im nitstanin, if it cool off, kula almi osar. So, we have two shitas over. We had the Ran shita. You could always do chazara as long as it was on there before Shabbos. You don't need any conditions. We had the first shita. You can do chazara only if you was either be yadai daita lahachzer. All these other conditions. However, says the Rama, those two shitas only apply if your pot didn't cool off. So I took my chalent off the fire, and I put it down. Right, and I took it off the blech. I took it off the blech and I put it down, and now it cooled off completely. Right, then I would not be able to. Lekuliyami, everybody agrees that it would be also. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Well, like we said, we'll break this up into little pieces. Miu im nitzdanan henu im nitzdanan legamri got completely cooled off. Because now you're running into a problem. Of is there, and there are shitas that have cooled off completely, that's considered a new bishul. But I look how I'm going to vram see if cotton lamed vav shekosev the filu b'dava yavish she'ain by marak that there's no gravy, there's no sauce. The loy shayach by bishul gamke asa even if it's a dava yavish the kivin shekran it's stanim once it got cooled off completely. So I had a luction kugel on the blech and now I took it off. I put it down on my counter and now it got cooled off completely. But la hashia rishon of avik nois and after mechadish b'teichatana, it's like I'm putting it on new. Lizel asa b'chol gavna, b'chol zek shemini minichay ata b'makam shaydei achaim yiyayat zaledes by. This that I'm saying that I cannot put it back if it's nistan and legamri, and this is going to be a very important point. Like I said, when we finish this, we'll summarize all this. What did the Rama tell us? I had a food on the blech. It was hot. I took it off, I put it on my counter. And this doesn't make a difference, like Mishra just said, if it's a davar yavesh or a davar lach, if it's dry or liquid. Now it's nitzdanin legamri, okay? If I put it back onto the blech in a place that it's going to become yatzaledes, it's either a bishul problem or it's considered a shia l'chatchila. It means I'm first putting, as far as we're concerned in halacha, it's as if I'm putting it now on for the first time. And therefore, in either case, I can't do it. Says, however, if I'm putting it back in a spot where it won't heat up to yatzaledes, I'm putting it on the edge of the blech where it won't get yatzaledes, then it's okay. Keep this in mind because I'm going to get more into it about what I'm going to discuss. Can I put a challah onto the blech on Shabbos or not, right? And if yes, what sections of left can I? Why can I not? So basically, he gave us the answer here. If it's a mukkan that it won't become yatzaledes, that's what he's telling me that I can do it. In a place that you're allowed to return something, you're allowed to even put sort of a board in front of the opening of the Tana, the steam is because closing it up is not good money. Now, we're not going to talk about our ovens right now. Let's just briefly explain what he said over here, Benigeya to Atmana. So we all by now should know what Atmana is. But basically, that is wrapping something up in order to keep it hot. So there's two kinds of atmana. There's atmana that's meisav chay, means it adds heat. So meaning that I would bury my pot in coals, hot coals. That's atmana, it's meisav heat. That I can't do even before Shabbos, okay? And then there's atmana that's in a meisav chay, meaning I take my soup pot and I wrap it up in a bunch of towels that it should stay hot. That before, it's not meisav chay, so that before Shabbos you can do it. On Shabbos you can't do it. So he's just telling us that mitigate to atmana. We're not, again, don't go from here and say you can put stuff back into the oven. That's a separate discussion. We're not going to discuss that right now. But mitigate to atmana, closing up the opening of the stove is not considered atmana. Atmana means covering the pot up itself or the food itself, not covering the whole of the thing. Now, meal. If by putting the board in front, you're going to cause that it gets, instead of just warming up slightly, it's going to become boiling hot, it's better not to do it. That's why I said we're not talking about our ovens now. We're talking about their ovens. We're talking about a case that you took the coals out. There's no more red hot coals. There are coals that are piping hot. The Mishnah, the Be'en Garif HaKatan, Afilu Be'Sil Asal HaHachsi. You weren't allowed to do it because that's not considered Garif HaKatan. But Tehillah Tana Shalonu, the Dama Lakira. Alkain also b'chol gavna. Ufi mashakasa b'seif Yishuus Yaakov. The inichazar sagi k'shagaruf cholam l'tzad echad. That if all the coals are pushed over to one side, and that's on the geitas, yesh lahaklam garuf hagacholam v'idyaim shiirak l'tzad echad. You can be makel and return it to the oven if all the coals are to one side. Not the geitas, so we're not going to focus on this case. Okay, now let's go do one more part of the Rama over here. Those who say, you're not allowed to go ahead and wrap it in towels, as we said, because atmana. Let's see the Mishabura. You're not allowed to put it into the Zeh Mikri Tchilas Atmana. It's not considered a continuation of what I've done previously, which was shia in a stove or an oven that was garifikatim. This is a new action. This is atmana. The masha yamunach betchila betana in yinachahu. The fact that it was in the oven beforehand, that's separate because elbasif katan samach beis. The ain time the b'shabbos afilu b'davish emayseh hevel. You're not allowed to do atmana even on something that doesn't add heat on Shabbos. Lachain afilu yadayin amach acham v'reseich. Even if the pot was boiling hot, asa. It's not well wrapped up. Tamen means hidden in it. That you left the top open. So if you just want to take a towel and wrap it around sort of the body, the lower part of your pot, but you're leaving the top part of it open, then it's okay. As the Rama said earlier on in this sif. Okay, we're going to stop over here because we're going into a slightly different part of this topic, and if it's Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.